Nora.
And this next story we have, John, is likely to spark immense reaction. There are some new guidelines today coming from the American Academy of Pediatrics. The guidelines are meant to confront the growing problem of childhood obesity. Nearly 30% of American children are overweight, 20% of them obese. The Academy is now recommending aggressive screening and potentially prescribing cholesterol drugs to children as young as 8. Marianne Nussel, professor of nutrition and public health at New York University, joins us now. And good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
No doubt going to stir a strong reaction. Screening.
I hope so.
You hope so? Screening
I
to begin
so.
At 2 years old, as young as 2, and potentially prescribing drugs to children as young as 8?
Yeah, I mean, this is a jaw-dropping recommendation from a nutrition committee. Why isn't this nutrition committee advising the public to stop drinking so many sodas and getting all those sugars into kids? And why aren't they saying that food companies should stop marketing to children? That's what nutrition committees ought to be doing. This is a drug committee.
Why do you think they did set out these guidelines?
Well,
what do they hope to accomplish?
Well, their paper sets out in a very thoughtful way the problem, which is that high blood cholesterol is a very serious problem, and it raises heart disease risk. And that they're seeing high blood cholesterol levels in children, in very young children these days, especially children who are overweight, have symptoms of diabetes, have high blood pressure, and so forth. And there's some evidence through limited clinical trials that giving statin drugs to children in this category will reduce their risk factors, whether it extends their lives or prevents them from getting the disease is something that we don't know. Those studies haven't been done. I'm not sure they can be done. They don't sound very ethical to me.
But let me just stop you there. One member of the Academy's Nutrition Committee says, look, we're facing an epidemic.
An epidemic of obesity. Statins don't do anything about obesity. All they do is reduce the risk of heart disease, and it's the risk. It's not the absolute certainty. The paper explains that cholesterol levels track through childhood, but we're in a country that doesn't have a health care system. Who's going to do the screening of two-year-olds in pediatricians' offices? Who's going to pay for that? And when you look at the class distinction and who is obese and who is not obese in this country, it's the poorest people in the country who don't have health care, who are most at risk for these kinds of conditions. Who's going to take care of them? The Academy did not address that question.
Is there any truth at all, perhaps, to the argument that 60% of kids, the Academy is arguing, fall through the cracks? 60% of those who have high cholesterol or have potential heart disease problems, will that, at least the screening now, begin to address, identify those kids and address some of the issues for them?
No, because nobody's paying for the screening. This is something that you still have to work out with your individual health care provider if you have one. And the people who are most at risk of problems from chronic disease and the effects of obesity are the poorest people in this country who don't have health care.
What do you think they should be doing, the Academy?
I think the Academy should be advising children to drink less sodas. They should be dealing with policy at the national level to stop marketing to children, to make sure that children have places in which they can play safely so that they can be more active in a somewhat less supervised way.
Do you buy the argument?
They ought to be making recommendations about changing society so that kids don't get fat in the first place.
We just have a few seconds left. Do you buy the argument? We did speak to a pediatrician who was a bit suspicious about the motive here, that perhaps the drug companies are just trying to create a new market for their cholesterol drugs. Do you think there's any truth to that?
Of course they are. These drugs are already enormous bestsellers, and they're keeping the drug companies in business.
Okay. What next?
I'm hoping sodas.
Marianne Nussel, professor of nutrition and public health at NYU and the author of the book What to Eat, also writes the blog Food Politics. We thank you.
Thank you.
And we should note that the pediatricians have offered suggestions on dietary changes, like reduction of sodas and sugar. But certainly the mechanism whereby people are going to get screened, as the guest points out, is pretty tough to imagine.
Yeah, that's real.